I use those to keep the handheld antenna away from my head. I try not to stay on too long on 440, because when you run them on 440, especially with this little gain antenna, it's shish kebab in the front of your head. It's not great for your eyeballs.
Yeah, I understand that. All right. I'll sure keep that in mind. But maybe we should get off of here and not tie this repeater up. I got stuff I can be doing. Maybe we can yak a little bit later.
I'm a little wiped out anyway from all the road time today. So I think if I would have done things a little bit different with those Mated Queens, I would have got a higher turnout. But I got impatient and dropped them in. And I had a couple of them bald and a couple of them flew. once they're up and gone, you're not getting them back, especially if they've been accosted by the other bees. So first time down, I'd say we've done pretty good, and they have built comb to beat the band, and there's already calf brood in those boxes. I got to get them into two-frame boxes, so you have to check that out. That turned out really well, and I think that what I'm probably going to do is maybe pick up a few more queens.
Okay, well, good. It sounds like a plan. Glad to hear that some of them took off and are doing okay. That's good. But, all right, man, I'm going to let you go, and I'll keep the radio handy if you want to call me later, but I'll get busy and clean this mess up, feed the dog, and do all the stuff I ought to be doing. So catch you later. KB8OE, KEAG, take clear.
Yeah, I figured I'd give you the heads up on that on the way out. 7-3, Phil. I'll probably light you up in the morning or something. I'm that much butt time on the road, dude. I'm just beat. We went way out the other side of Saginaw, up and then back to Saginaw and then back here. And I worked the bees after we got back. So 7-3, talk at you later. This is KEAG 8OE.
All right, Mike, 7-3, KEAG.